to order the 2122nd meeting of the Committee on the Elimination of Discrimination Against Women. The committee will proceed with agenda item 4, consideration of reports submitted by state parties under Article 18 of the Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women. This morning, the committee will consider the 7th periodic report of Nepal. I take this opportunity to extend a warm welcome to all those who will be online, observers on the webcast during this dialogue, in particular civil society representatives. As it is the usual procedure for this committee, I wish to stress that NGO representatives may attend this dialogue as observers without being able to take the floor. NGOs have the right of unhindered access to and communication with the committee and its members, and for the in order to contribute to the effective implementation of the committee's mandate. As per the procedure established by the treaty bodies, individuals or groups of individuals facing intimidation or reprisal for seeking to cooperate or cooperating with the committee or their representatives can inform the rapporteur on reprisals and alternate rapporteur on reprisals appointed by the committee of any alleged incident of intimidation or reprisal. Such complaints may be sent electronically to the CEDAW Secretariat. I would now like to welcome the high-level delegation of Nepal, which is headed by His Excellency Mr. Nawal Kishore Shah Sudhi, Minister of Women, Children and Senior Citizen of Nepal, who will introduce the report. I also would like to extend a warm welcome to His Excellency Ambassador Ram Prasad Subedi, Permanent Representative of Nepal to the United Nations Office in Geneva, as well as other international organizations. But allow me, Excellency, before giving the floor to the esteemed head of delegation, I would like to express on behalf of the entire committee and my personal behalf our profound appreciation of Mrs. Bandana Rana, whose expertise on women's human rights and gender equality issues is a great asset to the work of the committee, in particular in advancing the Women, Peace and Security agenda. As chair and member of the CEDAW Working Group on Inquiries under the Optional Protocol, Mrs. Rana had made an important contribution to the development of the committee's standard operating procedures on inquiry. I'm privileged to be able to rely on her competent advice as a co-colleague in the Asia Pacific group, and her role in its former vice chair of the committee has left a very positive legacy. I have also to add that her ethical behavior, her commitment to collegiality and to collective has improved a lot the collective work of the committee. I would like also to seize this opportunity to remind the delegation that the introductory statement should not exceed 30 minutes, and the delegation is further reminded that in order to allow for full and accurate interpretation of their statements, participants are requested to speak at a reasonable pace. Excellency, you have the floor. You may wish to introduce the other members of the delegation. Please.